Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
I've got several things that I want to talk to you about, but I want to hit what is going on with this baby formula thing. And because I've got several, I have a pediatric practice. Along with taking care of adults, I take care of a lot of adolescents, and I take care of a lot of children, prepubertal children. My youngest patient I ever took care of was 3 hours old. It was a home birth. It was struggling to breathe. And they brought the baby with unannounced right into my clinic, just rushed right through the waiting room back to a treatment room. And I, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? And I'm looking at this baby, and I can tell it's struggling. And I said, this baby belongs in the ER. What are you doing here? Oh, Dr. Jack, we just please take care of the baby. And while I'm taking a look at the child, I can see that it's struggling to breathe. And you don't do that with a newborn baby as any much as you do with an octogenarian. And so I take a look at it. I can see what's going on. I work on the baby for just a few seconds, and then you know its lungs fill with air, and it turns pink within 30 seconds. And it's one of those moments where you feel like there's somebody above you guiding what you're doing. And I said, this baby still needs to get to the ER. You still need to go get this baby checked out. Even though it calmed right down, it wasn't choking, it wasn't struggling, and it pinked up beautifully, like it's supposed to. And that kind of got around the neighborhood. And I just had to put out some disclaimers, say, listen, I'll take care. I love taking care of newborns, because if they are the first or second child through the birth canal, they can often have serious skeletal problems where the head meets the neck simply because of the tightness of the birth canal. And until the muscles that surround the birth canal stretch out a little bit, firstborn, secondborn children can be misaligned right from birth. I was firstborn, and we know from, science that babies first time through the birth canal, and that's not breech babies, that's not the ones that are presenting incorrectly, just a normal presentation for normal vaginal birth, can have 50 to 60 pounds of pressure per square inch on their head working their way through the canal before they get out of there. And so I now have a rather large practice of newborns. And I take care of a lot of kids from that age on. In fact, there's a wall in my clinic that says the kids' Cairo tree. And there must be 200-300 pictures of children on the wall there of all the ones we've taken care of. And just an aside to that, just a surprising, shocking thing that happened to me here not too long ago. A woman brings in her newborn child. And I know the name. I just can't remember the mother. The mother was a child that I took care of over 20 years ago. And now, and I've taken care of her, you know, as she would mature. Now she's bringing her baby in to get the baby's spine checked. So some people always say, well, what's a baby doing in a chiropractor's office? They have spines and they misalign. I always tell them, I only require three things to take care of somebody. Number one, they have to be alive. Number two, they have to have a spine. And number three, it has to be misaligned. If those three things are present, I can probably help them to some degree or another. So I just, and I, you know, and they're always saying, oh, Dr. Jack, don't retire. We don't, what else would I do? I have so much fun what I do, structurally with the spine, nutritionally with human physiology. Some of the dinosaurs who are no longer around, who taught me to do what I do, worked until the day they couldn't work. And so I just love what I'm doing, and I love being to share these things on the radio, and I love being a part of the DJV Health Show with Doug. And that wasn't my plan this morning. I just wanted to say that and talk about it because of the excitement that I feel when people will do what their bodies require. So when I hear all this hubbub going on about these shortages of baby formula, like that's the only thing babies eat. Like if they don't have the formula, oh no, the babies are going to starve to death. Oh, for Pete's sake, what were we doing before we had formula? And in our clinic, we have a formula that, the recipe for a formula, you have to make it at home. And it involves using several different products, but it is light years ahead of what you buy in a can in these stores. We have been able to identify over 300 ingredients in mother's milk, breast milk, over 300 ingredients. And you read the can, the ingredients on this can of formula. I'm not going to mention any names, but they're all about the same anyway. You read the ingredients, and there's about a dozen to 15 ingredients, half a dozen of them you can't even pronounce, because they're all synthetic chemicals. But they have just enough protein and just enough fat for baby to fatten up. And there's about four or five ingredients in there that are different names for sugar. And if that thing was not loaded with sugar, there's no way in the world that baby would suck that down. They'd be spitting it out left and right. And I think it sets them on a course for diabetes later on. But that's just my opinion. I can't prove that. But the problem is the synthetic stuff that's in there. And you just cannot synthesize something that Mother Nature made and expect to get good health from it. Now, I don't know why that's a surprise to some people when I explain that to them, because sometimes we think that human ingenuity and human intelligence and human productivity can somehow shortchange what Mother Nature made. And the only way mankind has survived on this planet for as long as we have is by following the laws as best we can of Mother Nature, especially when it comes to food choices and overall nutrition. And any time we start to change those things or shortchange those things in the name of expediency or cost, something has to pay for that. And so everything anymore today is just loaded with synthetic vitamins. And I think the most dangerous synthetic vitamin out there happens to be the B family, especially B1, thiamine. And a number of years ago, it was discovered that if you took twice as much of the RDA of vitamin B1, thiamine, and any time you see something advertised containing vitamin B1 or thiamine, it's almost always a synthetic that's been derived from coal tar. If it doesn't have the name of some animal organs, or it doesn't have the name of some plants listed as the ingredients of that vitamin B package, it just has chemical names. You know it's a synthetic, and you need to be careful with this. A number of years ago, as I was saying, they fed this test animal twice as much of the synthetic vitamin thiamine, B1, as it needed. And these kinds of tests are done at state agricultural schools. Usually, Iowa State or Texas A&M or out here, Utah State, where they do an awful lot more work with animals than the regular university. And so they would do studies at this place, and they found some interesting things happen. Nothing happened to the animal that they were feeding twice the required daily amount, and we have RDAs for animals, of this cow. And nothing seemed to happen to it. Everything just seemed to be fine. But its offspring was sterile. In fact, all the offspring that came out of this cow was sterile. I mean, that was the course of that family stopped right then and there. And you can sterilize the offspring of a test animal by feeding it double the daily requirement of thiamine. Now, it's not an epidemic. But we have a growing problem in this country right now of infertility. I remember when I first opened my practice, having moved here to the Salt Lake City area from Tulsa back in 1995, that sterility among, not sterility, but infertility among newly married couples in the Intermountain West was 1 in 8. Now it's 1 in 6. Was 30 years later. Now it's 1 in 6 couples find out they're infertile not too long after they're married, if they're trying to get children right away. And I always kind of wonder if it might not go back to that, because I used to, when I would start taking care of a new patient, I would have a long list of questions that would be involved in the consultation. I don't do that so much anymore. I just want to be able to start taking care of the structural problems that are going on or the nutritional problems that are going on. And I bypassed an awful lot of that, but I always wondered, could that be because these people were using synthetic vitamins? Because in the test animals, that's exactly what would happen. And any kind of a vitamin formula you look at anymore today in health food stores or in grocery stores that have a so-called nutrition section, you're going to find anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20 times the RDA in these synthetic vitamins. And you might as well, you know, to me, you might as well take 10 times the daily requirement of salt. I mean, that would be just as sensible. Or 10 times the daily requirement of white sugar. I mean, the human body doesn't know that stuff is cheap. But we do that. We cheap out in an awful lot of the things that we want to provide our bodies with, just in an economic sense, not understanding what a miraculous, almost just mysterious process that goes on inside of our bodies, requiring what Mother Nature made. So we're going to come up to a break, and I want to give you a comparison here and also bring in some concepts regarding milk that I think you're going to find very interesting as I go along in trying, helping you to understand the difference between what Mother Nature made and what mankind makes. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so, Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with the huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I started off the program wanting to talk to you about this baby formula thing that's going on out there, and that's another area where we kind of keep out of it. And for some reason, you know, when I'm dealing with mothers that are pregnant and are getting ready to for birth, you know, the last couple of weeks, and they've been on my nutritional program. Pre-pregnancy, all during pregnancy, and the nutritional program that will be post-pregnancy to make sure her milk has everything in it that that baby needs. And the standard American diet that we have today of breakfast cereal, pasteurized dairy, mid-morning snack, fast food for lunch, afternoon snack, dinner out of a box, a bag, or a can that we do out of convenience. And I, believe me, I'm not judging anybody here. I'm just saying what I observe in my practice. Her milk is not what that baby needs. There's things that are missing in her milk. Now, we put a formula together, as I mentioned earlier. It's been checked out by a pediatric specialist in infant nutrition. And this pediatrician said, hey, this is good stuff. If a mother can actually put this stuff together, it's better than anything you're ever going to get commercially. So you can get a copy of my formula for baby formula. You can either call the office at 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, or you can email orders@forbiddendoctor.com. orders@forbiddendoctor.com, and just tell them you want the formula, and we'll send it to you. And you can take it from there. You can take it to your pediatrician, whatever you want to do, and have them check it out. I realize different babies have different nutritional requirements, but I think you'll appreciate this. I know your pediatrician will just go, wow. Now, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. Suppose, I don't know what the average car costs anymore today, but suppose, you know, you little inheritance money or something, and you went out and bought yourself a $200,000 Ferrari, which is a cheap Ferrari. What kind of gasoline would you put in it? What kind of oil would you put in it?
What kind of, in a 10,000-mile maintenance, to make sure what kind of grease was going into the ball joints of the front wheels of that car? You know, what quality of this stuff? And we never think about that about ourselves. So if you go to the drugstore and you look at some of these baby foods or the grocery store or whatever else, and babies are supposed to be fed milk, obviously, plus a little bit of carbohydrate. And if you got certified raw milk from a cow and you put in just a little bit of honey, you'd have just about all you ever needed to do to give that baby, because a lot of healthy babies will survive on just nothing more than just a little bit of raw cow's milk, certified raw, clean, with a little bit of honey in it. And there's nothing wrong with that formula for a baby. But if you look on the labels of what's available, what are you going to find? Well, you're going to find essentially condensed skim milk with hydrogenated fats that are present in this milk, which can be very dangerous because the real butter that was in that milk, the real creamy butter stuff, has been taken out. And that's exactly, that kind of fat is exactly the kind of fat that that baby needs and requires for its health. So we're going to come up to a break. I want to tell you some more things that you want to consider when you're thinking about what is in these commercial formulas that are being presented all across the country as heaven's gift to a baby that can't breastfeed. So we'll continue with more next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court rejected Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. They handed the former president an expected defeat that he suggested he would contest at the Supreme Court. Jennifer Crumbly's been convicted on all charges in her landmark involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who fatally shot four classmates and wounded seven others. Both Jennifer and her husband James faced four counts of involuntary manslaughter, with prosecutors alleging they overlooked signs of their son's mental health challenges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in the Middle East to advance the framework of a hostage release agreement.
We put forward, as you know, a serious proposal that was aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
Blinken held discussions with Egypt's president. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So as far as what is going into these commercial foods, is that the worst thing? There's several things in there that there's nothing in there I would ever recommend you give to a baby. Nothing. It's overprocessed. Overprocessed proteins, overly processed fats, and way, way too much carbohydrate, way too much sugar. But as I said earlier, they've got to put that in there or the baby would never drink it. And that's the worst thing. The worst thing that's in there is the glucose. Instead of lactose, instead of a milk sugar, what they have in there is a synthetic sugar. And how much does that cost? Well, it is the cheapest sweetening material they can possibly put in any kind of a food. And physiologically, nutritionally, there is a world of difference between just a little bit of honey to sweeten cow's milk for a baby to take it and the glucose that's put in there commercially. The glucose, the dextrose, the corn syrup, all these kinds of things. Corn syrup solids, you'll see this on cans. All of this stuff is synthetic, and it's synthetically made with cornstarch as the starting material. And the problem with this is all the vitamins and the minerals have been destroyed in the chemical process. Now, what does glucose do to a baby? And You talk to anybody, any oncologist, a cancer doctor who really understands what the nutrition of a cancer patient needs to be, they will tell you absolutely no glucose. You cannot have any glucose whatsoever in your dietary intake because that's what cancer lives on, is glucose. Some serious study that was done at Johns Hopkins a number of years ago, they found out then that if you starve the body of glucose in a cancer patient, the cancer dies. Now, that's something to think about because that glucose is what they use to do, is what they put in these foods. Now, what does glucose do to a baby? It impairs calcium assimilation. That's very bad. So the baby may have convulsions because of the lack of calcium, and that's the only reason for convulsions in a baby is because they're calcium deficient. And I don't know if you know the remedy for that or not, but when you see a baby that's convulsing, you put the baby in very, very warm water, and they will go out of the convulsion. But after that, then you got to make sure that that baby is getting calcium. And at any rate, I mean, the better they get some, you know, vitamins that will help to metabolize the calcium. But at any rate, glucose causes blocking of the body's ability to absorb calcium. So at any rate, whether for babies or for anybody else that eats it, that's number one. Number two, glucose causes diabetes when it's been fed to test animals. And that's the only sugar that does. No other sugar will do that, no matter how much it's refined, no matter how much it's been treated. No natural sugar will cause diabetes to a test animal. But glucose does the job, and it does the job in a hurry. But again, it sets the stage for cancer as well. So, you know, that's kind of strange to say. You know, why do we have so much glucose out there? Why? Why is it even a problem? Well, you'll find it in about every food commercial food that you can eat. I mean, you even find it in peanut butter. You can't find peanut butter anymore without some form of glucose being added to it. They'll call it sugar on the label. And if there's any sugar in peanut butter, you can bet your bottom dollar it's glucose. And there's no reason for sweetening peanut butter. Glucose, and the fact is glucose isn't all that sweet. It doesn't really make anything that much sweeter. It's just a filler. It's a tasteless filler, and it's cheaper than the peanuts that you're putting into the peanut butter. So just the same as people who put water in the milk to try to stretch it out. There's already water in milk. Well, why not add a little bit more to stretch it out and take it a little bit further? Especially, you know, the commercial milk, whole milk, can be up to as much as 4.5% fat. And because of this crazy fat nonsense that showed up 20, 30, 40 years ago, they got to take fat out of everything. So we ended up with whole milk, then 2%, then 1%, then skim, as more and more fat is taken out. This fat is absolutely essential for life. And I've got podcasts on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com as to how much the food industry has just really wrecked human health. And the thing that scares me the most is the stuff that's in these baby formulas. But my baby thrives on it. No, your baby's getting fat on it. I don't know if thrive is the right word or not. But if you've got to put a baby on these kinds of formulas, you might want to consider an alternate formula for the baby. Or you might want to try and get them on some regular foods as soon as you can. But what do you do? Well, you know, that's probably a subject for another show. But you're not going to put them on steak and potatoes, obviously, to start with. But there are some, well, we have stuff at Forbidden Doctor that talks about it. And in the search engines, there's three search engines at ForbiddenDoctor.com where you can get an awful lot more information. But there's probably traces of a little glucose in peanut butter normally. So why not add a little bit more? I mean, that's kind of what they're thinking. You find traces of glucose in practically every food that's out there that is. I mean, there's even glucose in meat because glucose is the form of sugar in which all sugars are converted before they're assimilated in the body for the final fuel, regardless of whether it's honey, regardless of whether it's white sugar, regardless of maple syrup, whatever else. It has to be reduced to glucose for the body to make it. The only kind of sugar that can be assimilated by the human body in the cells of the body is sugar reduced down to glucose. It's a disaccharide, meaning there's two sugars in, two different forms of a single sugar in there. There's two of them. Now, why are you saying Dr. Jack, that glucose is bad, and now you're saying because the glucose in commercial foods is synthetically made. It's not the glucose. It's, suppose you had a cup of tea and you sweetened it with honey. As that honey breaks down inside the body in digestion, the final element is glucose. That's totally different because it came from what Mother Nature made. The glucose that's in our commercial foods, especially baby formula, is synthetically made. And that's the thing that can lead to cancer. That's the thing that can lead to diabetes in test animals. And simply, you know, it's because it's cheap. And when it gets inside the body, it breaks down really quickly. And we just don't want it there. We don't. You don't want to be feeding this to anybody because when it gets through the intestinal wall, it puts a tremendous load on the pancreas, and that's how we get diabetes, because you've overloaded the pancreas. That's one of the reasons why we created our pancreas supplement called Long Life Energy Enzymes. There are so many patients, I can't even count them anymore, who are digesting food better and having less pancreatic problems simply because they started using our pancreatic support, Long Life Energy Enzymes, also available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a product that my wife and I created. And then when people started using it, they came back saying, I have all this extra energy I never had before. So we renamed it from Long Life Enzymes to Long Life Energy Enzymes because of that reaction. And that's what sugars are supposed to do. Sugars are supposed to give you energy to pep you up. Now, you can get pepped up by the synthetic sugars, especially the glucose, or the high fructose corn syrup that's in soft drinks. And the high fructose corn syrup is in so many products. And I honestly believe, in my 3+ decades of practice, the combination of glucose that shows up in everything and the high fructose corn syrup that's in almost everything anymore, those two have done more to promote obesity, type 2 diabetes, let alone type 1, and cardiovascular problems because of the buildup of the insulin in the in your circulatory system because of all the sugar in your diet. And the, I mean, and the story of glucose goes way, way, way back. It goes all the way back to 1906. When the FDA was finally created by Congress, and Dr. Wiley, who was the first director of the FDA, was a great, great man who wanted to clean up what the commercial food industry was doing, what's that, 116 years ago to the American public. He wanted to stop the milling, the interstate transport of milled wheat into white flour, and he wanted to stop production and sale of Coca-Cola, believe it or not. He didn't want Coca-Cola transported across state lines. He didn't want white flour transported against across state lines because these two things, he said, is destroying America. This is back when cancer was number 10 on the causes of death, and heart disease wasn't even in the top 10 in 1906. What happened? Well, he got in a lot of trouble. Eventually, he had to be removed from the FDA because the food industry wouldn't allow it. To this day, it is still illegal to transport Coca-Cola across state lines, which is why any town in America that has at least 2,500 people probably has a Coca-Cola bottling plant. So they transport the syrup across the lines, and they're trucked in. But then the Coca-Cola is manufactured in the local area, so the final product is not transported. But even though he stopped the interstate transport of milled flour, the milling industry was too powerful, and they came into Congress and said, this man's got to go, you've got to be out of your mind. And so they reversed some of the dictates that first came out of 1906, and Dr. Wiley's finally removed from the FDA. And of course, the FDA today is just a drug approval company. That's about all they do. And they own vaccine patents, just like the CDC. And it's just like almost anything else in our country anymore. A big agriculture, big energy, big whatever, big pharma has control of all these different things. And so you just have to be on the watch that much more, the watch out for what's going on, especially what you bring home to feed your families. And, that'll probably be my dying words when I'm on my deathbed. You know, Dr. Jackie, anything left to say? if Mother Nature didn't make it, don't eat it. I'm saying these kinds of things all the time. And so Dr. Wiley tried to stop the use of glucose and tried to stop the use of white flour back in 1906. And you'd have the whole farming lobby after if you tried to do anything like that today. But it's my understanding to this day, it's still illegal to put glucose in foods in Canada. I might need to check into that, but I think it's still illegal there. So again, you can get this, my ideas for baby formula. Now, I'm not a pediatrician, but I've been trained in pediatrics to a great degree, and especially the nutrition of newborn children. If you call the office, 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, and ask for a copy of Dr. Jack's baby formula, they'll send it to you right away. They can email it to you instantly, or if they've got a stick in an envelope, they can mail it to you. Or you go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com on your email and just tell them what it is that you're looking for. Now, here after this next break, Doug and I are going to get together and talk some more about this baby formula thing. And it's, you know, again, I'm just shocked at this idea that somehow babies are going to starve to death if they don't get their formula. And the new mothers have no training in this stuff. They have been relying on this canned material. It never occurred to them that there's other things that can possibly be done, and that's kind of what this show is dedicated for. So that's it for this. My portion is a solo here. Doug is going to be coming on here with me in a few minutes after the next break. And you can always hear all of our health show podcasts at the DJVHealthShow.com, and you can listen to my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and glad to be with you one more time.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there are. There are, actually. There's two doctors in this house. At Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of them, and Jack Stockwell is the other one. His website, Forbidden Doctor, say it again, Doug, ForbiddenDoctor.com, has helped so many people because there's so much stuff there and so much information. As the podcast at GoodDayHealth.com and the radio shows that you can hear every weekend around the country, GoodDayHealthShow.com. There is something about Jack and something about his message and something about his treatment. Actually, last week I was interested in the statement made by the dean of a medical school about people over 50, chronic health problems, counterfeit foods, that sort of stuff, and how people just kind of ignore that stuff these days, right? I mean, this is everybody knows, that's got any common sense, that preservatives in food are bad for you, bad for your gut, bad for just, you know, you name it. And but people ignore that because they'll, as my friend the supermarket guru Phil Lippert says, if it tastes good, they're going to eat it.
That's about it. And the chemical array that's put into these foods anymore really tease the brain with certain kind of excitotoxins that you just wolf this stuff down when it's leading to an early death, and you never give it a second thought.
I'm thinking that Prince Charles has a serious cancer. Not Prince, the King. King Charles.
The King, I heard about that.
Yeah, I think he's got a serious problem. When you have a prostate exam, normally, you've had them, I've had them, most men, they have any common sense, they're having their prostates examined after they're 50, and so you keep track of what's going on. And sometimes people don't, and it leads to, I'm betting that Charles didn't, for whatever the reason, that you'd think that the royal family would be really up on their health, like the President of the United States, right? Supposed to be
well,
up
they're,
on
Well, they're surrounded health. With all forms of health care officials and practitioners.
Right.
Medical, homeopathy, chiropractic, nutritional people, herbalists. They have the Royal Assembly that does the same thing. I don't know that the White House has anything outside of medicine, but the royal family has everything.
Everything, right. They believe much more in alternative medicine in England than we do here, at least officially, although more people spend more money seeing people like you, the practitioners of healthy health, but, you know, not the people who treat you after you get sick, the people who take care of you before you get sick.
Yeah.
So here comes a warning from Jack about vegetable oils and how toxic they are. Will you go through the list? And
yeah,
let's give, this is a reminder for people. This is something that's public knowledge, but not enough people remember it or are reminded how bad all of these oils are for you.
Well, it is. I've for years have told my patients, try to cut back on sugar, cut back on sugar. Now I've got to throw in vegetable oils because of the research that's coming out. Sunflower, soybean, cottonseed, safflower, corn, rice bran, grapeseed, and canola, but primarily soybean and canola. Almost anything you buy, packaged, canned, or bottled, is going to have one of these kinds of oils in it in the grocery store.
So why don't they use the good
oils? Well, because they're too expensive. The good oils, extra virgin, coconut, palm oil, peanut oil, and all the animal oils, they have a tendency to go bad, to go rancid. So what you want to do is to put in something that looks oily, that feels oily, that's not a food anymore. It's actually a toxic poison. Well, they last, and they use them in restaurants because they have no flavor, so that whatever the chef is putting together can come through in the flavor of that fried food. And these things are extremely dangerous. And we now know that vegetable oils can increase cardiovascular death risk by over 700%. They're connected with cancer, they're connected with early death, and they're just unnaturally extracted, they're unnaturally
processed. So why don't we have them, why don't we allow them to be sold? Why isn't the government always watching every move we make as our second fathers and mothers? Why do they allow these things to be sold would be a good question, right?
Why? Why does the government allow half of the things that they allow to get through? Because the vegetable oil companies dump tens of millions of dollars into reelection campaigns every year.
Yeah.
Because they own the people that make the laws, like the energy industry, like the petroleum industry, like the pharmaceutical industry.
The good oils.
The people who make the law.
The good oils are?
The good oils that people used before there was heart disease. Remember, heart disease has only been around for a little over 100 years. Are the extra virgin, coconut oil, palm oil, peanut oil, and most animal oils. Because except for the olive oil, these oils can handle high temperatures without breaking down into toxic compounds.
All right, word to the wise. Check it out, the entire program every week with Jack on it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.